Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been talking about so much, and one of the things we talked about earlier in the program, and we want to make sure we visit this because it just kind of has to do with something we talked about yesterday as well, and you kind of see all of this kind of unfolding. But we talked about the police department in Detroit. I mean, you're looking at Detroit. I mean, my heart goes out. So if you're listening to us from Detroit, our hearts go out to you. We're praying for you. Let me tell you, our hope is in God. But, you know, they have an unemployment rate that's about 20%. It's almost three times the national average. The poverty rate is 37%. Mm-hmm. And the police, the ones that are there to protect you, are announcing to the visitors and to the criminals, this is not a safe place to come.
All right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it just appears that the city just doesn't have the funds. I mean, obviously, when you have that high of unemployment rate, you just got, you know, you don't have the funds to go ahead and be able to pay the police officers what they're, you know, they have been being paid. I mean, you're noticing there's a lot of people in this economy and right now. I mean, they're making transitions and they're making adjustments. I'm telling you, it's if you're in transition, there's a lot of people in transition.
Right.
You know, in this segment on a VFN Torch, we'll encourage you just search a transition, and also you can adjust, and that'll really help you to get some truth inside of you to help you. Because a lot of times you're in transition, and you don't know you're in transition. There's things are happening. Mm-hmm. You know, things are happening around you. You realize we're in transition. You know, and your family could be in transition, your employment could be in transition, your finances could be in a transition. My goodness, our nation is in a transition. I mean, look at it. We are transitioning in the next 19, 18 days or so to either have the same president or a new president in office.
Right.
But either way, there's going to be transitions that occurs with any administration that takes place. There's transitioning all over the world with the economy. There's Israel's transition. I mean, just look at the nations of the world. Transition, transition. And what you want to do is you want to transition right. In your personal life, a lot of times when people are in a transition, they'll run to whatever they think is safe, but not necessarily to what's right. Let me tell you, when you're transitioning, you want to transition with God.
Right.
You want God to be at the center and at the front here of your transition, because when if you transition and make your turn and your change and your adjustment with God, you're going to be okay.
That's right.
But if you just start to run to any different thing just because someone said or this is a good idea or you're looking at something else to save you, your transition is not going to go well, because when you do finally transition and you arrive to where you think you're going to arrive to, you're going to find out you're somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And you may not want to be there.
That's right.
So I want to encourage you today, transition with God. But we talked about the police department in Detroit. We talked about the city of Camden, which is in a similar predicament, if you will. I mean, there's a city in Camden, New Jersey, which is South Jersey near Philadelphia. And it's a city that lost 60,000 jobs. I mean, Campbell Soup was there at one time. They had a shipyard and all this type of different stuff.
Right.
And now they have, you know, so much crime there. I mean, the murders, I mean, they're out there. They're have more murders now than they did all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're transitioning from a city police department to a countywide department. And, you know, there is no funds. They have no resources. Well, with that, just today, Pat, Chris, just today in Chicago, Cook County, Chi-Town, an elected official, get this, wants to tax the sale of every bullet and firearm, an effort she acknowledges could spark a legal challenge. And why they want to do this? Why do they want to tax every bullet and every firearm? They want to do this to quell, as they say, gang violence that has contributed to the jump in homicides.
Really?
They want to stop gun violence by taxing, gang violence.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that this, they want to tax a nickel for each bullet and $25 for each firearm.
Uh-huh.
All right, sold in the it, you know, Cook County, this is the nation's second largest county, and it's like it's going to generate $1 million a year and all this type of stuff. But listen, what the money's going to be used for?
Right.
The money's going to be used for various county services, including medical care for gunshot victims. You're looking at a city. You're looking at a city that had 409 homicides this year compared to 324 all of last year. Mm-hmm. They have so much gang violence, and they're thinking that they're going to address the gang and gun violence by taxing people that purchase bullets and firearms.
Right.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you, Miss County official, elected official, I don't think that the gangbanger
right
is necessarily going to the local police, gun shop to purchase his ammo or buy his bullets. I just have a funny idea that he is not going to be going there. Okay,
right.
So in essence, then, what you're saying is that you're going to charge law-abiding citizens a tax.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this: a tax to pay for now, because all this $1 million. I mean, they say that, hey, listen, we know this is really not about, you know, this is about taking, it's not about the money, this is about curbing the violence. But
right.
yet and still, this $1 million is going to take care of the gunshot victims, which a lot of these, not all of them obviously, but a lot of these are the ones that are contributing to the gang violence. I mean, again, this is what you're seeing is just, you know, this is your Second Amendment. These are the Constitution. It's constitutional rights here. And it's so important, because what happens is that this is how the Constitution begins to start getting attacked.
Right.
Because all of a sudden it's like, okay, you know what? We have to do something. And, you know, what are we going to do to curb this? I know.
Right.
Let's blame guns on the issue. Let's blame the bullets on the issue. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Is this what's going to solve?
Right.
This is your Second Amendment. First of all, this is not going to fix the issue, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's, you know, you hate to see this, but, you know, and I'm not implying this by this politician, but it's like, what, you know, you don't want to bring politics into something like these are people. We have a serious problem. There's
yeah.
gang violence. People are being murdered, and how do we think that by just raising another tax?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they said this tax would do? It would cripple the legal, you know, a law abiding gun shop owner, because it would force everyone to, you know, not purchase their ammo in that county and go to another county.
It's
like,
right.
Yeah, exactly. How is that going to work? Let me tell you something. We need to defend our Constitution. You need to be educated on your Constitution, Second Amendment rights. This is not going to solve the problem. The problem is, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll heal their land. I'll touch their children. I'll touch their cities. And God can spread all over Chicago.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.